Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As President Obama takes executive action to control gun violence and urges Congress to do more, state lawmakers in Massachusetts are pushing their own new gun regulations. Governor Patrick has refiled his proposals that have failed to pass the legislature over the past 4 years. Patrick wants to limit purchases to one gun a month and to increase funding for mental health treatment. Tomorrow, State Representative David Linsky, a Democrat from Natick, is filing his legislation. To hear both sides of the issue, we sat down with Linsky and with Jim Wallace, the executive director of the Gun Owners Action League, to talk about some of the issues on the table in Massachusetts. Jim Wallace said the state's gun laws need an overhaul.
We need major reforms so that citizens can actually understand what's expected of them as a lawful gun owner, and then prosecutors can understand what they are able to do. And unfortunately, they need to be sorted out to the point where we're dealing with what we call prohibited persons rather than wasting a whole lot of effort on the lawful citizens.
What do you mean by that, prohibited persons?
One of the things that really bothered us a number of years ago when we had meetings with public safety officials was I asked the public safety officials, can you tell me how many people applied for a license in the last couple of years and got it? And they said, sure, we can give you those numbers. And I said, can you tell me how many people have applied for a license and were denied and why they were denied? And they said, no, we don't keep any of that information. So we're spending millions of dollars tracking the good guys who have licenses, but we're not really spending any money tracking the bad guys.
How do we keep guns out of the hands of people who should not have them? Representative Linsky.
Well, we need to give the licensing authority, which in Massachusetts is the local police chief, greater discretion in denying applications. So I need to give them some more discretion in assessing a person's ability to handle a gun safely, any mental health history that person has had, their training, their experience, and they just don't have that kind of a discretion right now. If people want the guns, they get the guns.
How do you get a police chief information on the mental health status of someone when doctors aren't forced to disclose that kind of information and neither are patients?
I'm going to require, if my bill becomes law, that you, number one, sign a waiver of your mental health records, and number two, you disclose to the licensing authority who has those mental health records. If you don't want to disclose your mental health records, then don't apply for a gun license. That's how we solve that.
Jim, what's your take on that?
The problem is the discretion has already been so widely abused by some police chiefs across the state that gun owners, licensed gun owners in Massachusetts are not likely to support any further intrusion. If it had been used
even
for
the
what
mental,
it was
even intended, the mental health background check.
Well, because it's been abused. And their fear is that if you open it up to even more discretion, it's going to be even more widely abused. There is definitely a bar that we should be able to agree on, that if you're diagnosed with X or above or however you want to categorize that, you shouldn't have access to firearms or anything else that could be harm to yourself or others. The problem is, do we open Pandora's box on the mental health issues and just allow carte blanche access to all of that?
But do you think that there is common ground on that issue somewhere? It sounds like you're saying there might be common ground, but I don't know what it is at the present time.
The mental health issue has really been just pushed aside. There's really no treatment programs for a lot of mental health. And what does exist, you know, I've had people within the industry that say, Jim, you know, they go to outpatient facilities, they get drugged up to the max and thrown out the door.
Well, I would agree, certainly, that we have an inadequate mental health system here in the United States. We really do. And this is probably the thorniest issue in trying to prevent gun violence. That's why, in addition to looking at the mental health aspect, I'm looking at issues of access to weapons and storage of weapons.
So how else do you restrict access then?
I'm filing a bill that would require that assault weapons and large capacity rifles are stored not in a person's house. If a person has them and they want to use them for target shooting at the range, then keep them in a secure locked facility at the range.
Give me a number. How many bullets is one bullet too many that a rifle can hold?
The standard magazines that come with those is usually around 10. I don't see a reason why in today's society on the streets you need a magazine that holds more than 10.
Jim Wallace, why does any gun owner need more than 10 rounds?
I got to say that one of the most frightening things is when people ask me, why do you need? You know, as a citizen, especially in Massachusetts, who's had to go through the ringer to become a lawfully licensed gun owners, I would say, why do you need to take it away from me? You know, as far as I'm concerned, as long as I'm using it lawfully and I'm not harming anybody, then what's the problem? The problem is in the hands of criminals, not in the hands of lawful citizens.
But what do you say to members of a very concerned public who say, gosh, the least we can do is take a magazine that holds 30 slugs or more out of the hands of a criminal or a potential criminal, since in some cases we don't know who the criminal is until the person commits the act?
Well, the idea would be to actually take any kind of weapon away from those people. You hate to get into this argument, but how many rounds is okay for a psychopath? 10 rounds, 7 rounds, 5 rounds, 2 rounds?
I want to remember that we're trying to prevent gun tragedies here. And tragedies just aren't crimes. They're accidental shootings. They are accidental discharges. They're suicides. All the statistics really show it is so much more likely to have a suicide or an accidental discharge in your home than it is to ever use one of those weapons on an intruder or in self-defense.
You also want to require gun owners to purchase liability insurance. What's the point of that? Isn't that just going to make it more expensive for gun owners to buy and own a weapon just so that there will be fewer sales?
No, that's not what it's about. What's really behind that is it's getting the insurance companies involved in gun safety to have a role in seeing how guns are manufactured, how guns are stored, how guns are kept in houses, what types of guns, what types of ammunition.
How much is it going to cost?
I'm talking to people from the industry, and it could be as little as $50 a year.
Jim, your view on liability insurance?
You know, to bring the insurance companies in on civil right in Massachusetts or anywhere else, frankly, is just unacceptable. I mean, I've dealt with insurance companies, and I got friends that are insurance agents. And, you know, the first thing they do when something happens is try to deny your coverage. So I'm not exactly sure they're the right ones to tell us how to do things safely or to manufacture things safely.
So is there a common ground here? I mean, I do hear both of you agreeing that it would be a great thing if we could somehow cut down on gun violence across America, but not necessarily a lot of agreement at this table on the specifics of how to go about doing that.
Well, I think certainly one of the things that we need to work on, and we have talked about, it's going to be the mental health issue. I think there's going to be a lot of conversations in the next couple of months as to how we address that and to what extent we allow government to intrude into our private affairs.
Yeah, we do certainly have to fix the mental health system, but we can't just stop there. We need to make it tougher to get a firearm in Massachusetts, and we need to make sure that certain types of firearms don't have a place in people's houses.
State Representative David Linsky, thank you very much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you.
And the same to Jim Wallace, the Executive Director of GOAL, the Gun Owners Action League in Massachusetts. Thanks to you.
Thanks for having me.